CJLO 1690 AM Grade A Explosives. That was the news that just played, and I bet it was great. I bet it was full of great, uplifting stuff, because our world is just an uplifting place, full of joy and happiness that we all see and participate in all the time. Actually, I shouldn't be so cynical. I just got back from this RPM Fest in Montague, Massachusetts, which was really, really fun, you guys. I have to tell you, it was really fun. Like, a lot more fun than I expected. Not just because I'm mainly an indoor cat now, and so camping filled me with a bit of dread. But I went with a friend of mine. We went down, and we did car camping, which is something you can do. We ended up going down. We went... Here's a fun fact for you. Around Montague, Massachusetts, you might be saying, what else is there to do down there, Andrew? Well, I could tell you that the Yankee Candle main store is open in Deerfield, Massachusetts, which is a mere 10 minutes away from Greenfield / Montague. Greenfield's probably the largest town around there, if you can refer to it as such, but it's not very large. That's the point. Anywho, I went to the Yankee Candle store with my friend, and it is madness. It's madness. It's crazy. I can't even describe to you the amount of different places in there. There's a castle inside. There's a moose, a reindeer that makes sounds. There's a spinning Christmas tree. There's a large person-sized nutcracker. I mean... This sounds like I'm crazy, but I'm not. Anyway, the point is we went there for funds, and as we were walking in, they were like, hey, here is an outdoor sale that's happening right at this warehouse we own next door. And we're like, yeah, okay, let's go check it out. So we went. We ended up buying a larger tent for ourselves because we had a two-person, and then we got a four-person one. Just so we could be more relaxed and stretch out. So even that was fun. I mean, the recovery was not, because, you know, still sleeping on the ground and my indoor cat body is not used to such a thing. So I was a bit sore and tired and bitten by mosquitoes, even though I had applied copious amounts of off to myself. Like the strongest off you can get, doesn't matter. I'm delicious apparently to mosquitoes. But other than that, like, there was a bunch of vendors there, got to get the feel of it, and it was very cool. I mean, Massachusetts apparently has now stepped up their game as far as dispensaries, and so the Friday was just ridiculous. It was just the ever-present smell of weed everywhere, and people just smoking these ridiculously large joints just everywhere, because I guess now that Massachusetts actually has a way for them to buy their legal pot, they are all in. Like, you know, when like a teenager first discovers drinking and they're like, oh my God, I'm gonna do that all the time, and that becomes their life for like a solid 6 months, even though they get very sick a bunch of times, like that. But very cool people, very inclusive, lots. Surprisingly, you know how the ratio when you go to a show in the States is like all dudes, like 90% to 10% women? Not this festival. No, actual, you know, women were there representing, and it was just good. It was more like Montreal numbers, and that made me feel good to see. And kids were there, not for very long, but it's good to see young people at this thing. They even had like a rock camp that they had, and the band that graduated, I guess, from the rock camp played. It was very cool, very fun. I highly recommend, if you get a chance, if you want to go camp and listen to metal, that you check it out. Just give it a look. See what you think. Also, while I was down, I got to chat with a bunch of bands. And one of them I spoke to was Detroit's Temple of the Fuzz Witch, who you might remember from me playing tracks from their latest album, Apotheosis, on this very show. And so I was like, well, I should definitely interview this band that's mixing together black metal vocals and more of a stonery atmosphere. Let's see what they got to say. And I cheated a little because I spoke with the bassist beforehand because he was there all weekend. And but this is with all three members of the band. Enjoy this interview with Temple of the Fuzz Witch. Keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives.
Hey everybody, it's Andrew. I am down here at RPM Fest, day three. I am so tired, but I'm going to keep going because that's the nature of metal, to push through things. Sure, let's do that. I am joined by three people from Temple of the Fuzz Witch. I will let them give you their names so that, you know, you have a voice to put with a name, and I'll let them tell you, there we go, what they do's in the band. So, gentlemen, tell the people who you is and what you do in Temple of the Fuzz Witch.
I'm Noah, I play guitar and do vocals.
Joe, I play bass.
Taylor, and I smack shit.
I can cuss, right?
Yeah, I can edit things out, don't worry. Plus, like, there's very weird stuff now in Canada where it seems like during the day you can say shit for some reason. I don't understand. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to complain. But, like, I like to start off all my interviews the same because I like structure.
Sure.
So what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it here, I'll strike it.
I know mine. Origin of the band name. What are my favorite albums?
Yeah.
What are my favorite artists?
Okay. Yeah. You're out of all of the classics that everyone should stop asking at this point. Jesus.
Yeah. It makes me freeze.
I'm still shocked that that's like questions that still come up. But
I guess people are still interested.
I guess. Or people think that people are still interested, maybe. I don't know.
We'll roll with it.
Let's start off. You guys are in a well-treaded, trodden. You're in a genre where there's been a lot of bands doing a lot of different things, so it's kind of hard to stand out, which makes it even more impressive that you've been able to do something that kind of makes you stand out among all the rest of the bands doing things like this. Was there a different process that you came up with for writing Apotheosis that has kind of made that come out more? Or is it just kind of like, we just decided that this is what we're going to do in between records and just ran with it?
It's always a directional thing. I've said it a bunch before. The previous albums were kind of like albums that were written for everybody else, and they're pretty stereotypical to doom genre. Just I wanted a new direction, just to be similar to the kind of shit that I'd rather listen to. So then that's it. Yeah, and then you know they came in, and we got other ideas.
Yeah, a lot of Apotheosis was kind of originally written by Noah, but then me and Joe came in and. We both just have very different backgrounds, and we just like to throw our own stuff in there and switch it up a little bit and make it something special.
We all like different stuff, and it kind of overlaps with Doom, like as an umbrella. But we all like different genres, different subgenres, and honestly, like if people want to listen to Sleep or Electric Wizard, they're going to listen to Sleep or Electric Wizard, not some band out of Detroit. We want people to listen because we sound the way we do, and not because we sound the way like the people who came before us did.
I know that you're playing here at RPM Fest and that you're going to go down to Ripple Fest.
All right.
I'm pretty interested because it seems like the kind of way that bands are going is rather than try and do like long extensive tours to spend the summer months at least getting on a lot more festivals and going that way. Since it's becoming harder, well, more expensive, let's say, to tour, do you think that's kind of the way that things are moving for the future, or do you think this is a temporary type of thing that's happening?
Unfortunately, I think until like venues pay bands what they're worth, like the reason why people love festivals is because the people are great and the pay is usually pretty good. The venue staff or like the fest staff take really good care of you. You know, with a longer tour, you might hit five stops that are great, but you might have five more that are like, you know, a vendor or a promoter won't pay you, or
there's four people in the audience, yeah, or
like, and they're band members.
Yeah. I can't speak for the other guys, but I like festivals because it's like, it's a community, and like, especially when you get into the later days or the last day, like, everybody's still stoked to be here.
Yeah.
Like, it's unfortunate that it's so hard to make an actual livable living playing, but it's just how it is right now.
We're doing anything in art.
Yeah.
Labor of love, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, we're on the road to Ripple Fest. Like, we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it. I mean, we all have regular jobs. Like, we could stay at home and make a living and not have to deal with the heat and the road and all of that shit, but we love doing it.
The other thing that I find really interesting about festivals is the fact that, like, there's so much more interaction that the band gets to do with actual people that like their music. Like, it's good to go to a venue and, like, sometimes you'll be able to, like, talk with people at the merch table, but, like, you can't really go anywhere and, like, talk with people if a band is playing, right? It's just too loud. So it's kind of, I imagine it's a bit more kind of interesting for you to be able to talk with people at a reasonable volume and hear what they're saying.
For sure. My biggest thing with the festival is just a bigger bang for your buck. That, I mean, for artists and for everybody going to the festival, I mean, even I'm sure for the promoters and stuff. But I mean, you just get so much, and it's just more fun.
Well, this is, I hear this is the first time that you have played in Massachusetts. Is that because being from Detroit, you hate the East Coast? Is that what I have to say?
No,
we love the East Coast. You know what? I can't remember. You've played here with the last time.
Yeah, I can't remember what city, but we've been out to the East Coast before, years back. Yeah. Not really relevant anymore.
We're here now.
We're here now. That's all that matters. I was speaking with your guitarist yesterday, and I got to hear about kind of the rundown of Detroit. So, and I found it super interesting, but I wasn't doing an interview, so apologies. This is going to be a repeat probably.
Sorry, right. I'm the bass player.
Oh, bass. I'm sorry. You guys, I'm sorry.
Don't come to me.
Well, yeah, I gotta, so I hear that there's kind of like a really like a scene for basically everything you might want to do. Is that an accurate description of what's going on?
A lot of subgenres, like they have their own little communities and everything. I mean, for metal itself, it's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
There's a lot of bands that put in the work and really go out there and like kill it, hit the road, but they always make sure, and I know we always make sure that we come home and at least do one show every run in the home city.
You know, support our own, you know, local bands, you know?
Yeah.
I know that you guys have a split coming out with some friends of the show. Some, and they also wanted me to say hi, by the way. I'm wondering, because I've spoken with a bunch of bands this weekend, even, who have done a bunch of splits, and all the approaches to them seem to be different. Like, some bands will work with the other band and, like, make something thematically appropriate. Yeah. Other bands are just like, we had a B-side, and so we just recorded and threw it on. What was your process like for it? Was it a new track or something floating around? What,
It was all three new songs. Yeah, one of the songs is kind of like a tribute between the old and new sound, but leaning towards the new. Then the other two songs are even different from Apotheosis. They're master-paced.
Kind of started with like a theme, or like not even a theme, a general idea of not even the subject matter, just the feel and
the vibe. I believe the kids call it.
And then both bands kind of ran with it and put their own spin on it, which. I like a split that's, like, cohesive, but I also can get down with a split that's, like, these are two artists with wildly different takes on what this means, and those are sometimes more interesting to me, because you've got the core album concept holding everything together, but you're not, it's not like you're hearing six songs that are too similar, which I'm into.